I call to order the Otter Rock Monthly Water District on 3/8/2022 at 6:08 PM. Call to order. Members in attendance. I am here. Dick.
I'm here.
Beth.
I'm here.
And it, we have Robert from Highland, computer, Whitney from the office, Pan and Stay Hart, the Mullins, and Cheryl and Steve Hall, it looks like. I don't think there's anyone else.
I think you got it.
Okay. Consent agenda. Approval of the board summaries for previous months. Does anyone have any questions about what Beth has graciously done for this month and keeps doing for us?
That would be the February minutes.
Yes, the February minutes. Does anyone have any questions?
Nope.
Do you want a motion to accept them?
I would love a motion to accept the February minute meeting summaries, actually.
I make a motion to accept the February 2022 meeting summary.
And I second that.
I call for a vote. Lisa, yes.
Dick? Yes. Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next is Highland Water Company's water operations operators report.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're all doing well. So getting it started, we have been, of course, sampling chlorine. Your average chlorine residual throughout the system has been a 0.16, which is, again, less than what we want, but it's a residual, which means that it passes what the state needs. We've gotten the new core cables for the pulse meter. What we have found, though, is it does look like, although it says it's outdoor rated, the meter doesn't like how we have it set up. So we're trying to come up with a cost-effective means of essentially installing a vault so that we can keep it dry and better controlled. So I'm working with Aaron for that, and we'll be probably getting to that here either by the end of the month or early next month to have it up and running, hopefully. So for meter readings, your spring flows, spring one was running at 60 gallons a minute. Spring two was flowing at 150 gallons a minute, and spring three was flowing at 34.6 gallons a minute. So my guy has been making certain to test this and confirm his numbers. He does it something like 8 times to be certain. When we have the guys come up on Thursday, Curtis will be there, and I'll have him just double check it to make certain. Because that 150 seems a lot, but it could be that that's just what our runoff is for the this time of year, I guess. So, beyond that, there was some questions brought up for sampling. And so I kind of talked to Beth about those. But it looks like you do have some samples coming up this year, SOCs and IOCs. They're a little bit on the expensive side, and they have to be done for all three of the springs. So we'll probably be getting those going here in the next couple months, unless you want us to hold off. But we'll try not to put large samples like that till the end of the year, because things come up sometimes and then we're at the gun.
Right. Can those be delayed till after June 30th?
I can definitely note to have them delayed till after June 30th. That should be fine.
That might be good. I'll get back to you on that, but because I just looked at that schedule thing that you sent, but that was a few of my questions was when, because we have fiscal year to deal with, not calendar year. So
yeah, Yep, no, that makes sense. There's only a couple. I think the lead and coppers have to be done at a certain time of the year. But otherwise, I'm pretty certain most of them can be set any time of the year. Again, just so long as we're not leaving them till October, because then that kind of gets us really close to the end of the year and things happen, and then we're trying to get it all done in time for reports.
Right, great.
Robert, can we get an estimate on how much those are going to cost so we can add them to the budget for next year?
Beth?
We have that, I think. Okay. I mean, that's what Tom did last year, but I think the schedule was a little off as to when they were happening.
Yeah.
But
I can give you historical information, how much it's been in the past. Okay. And then.
Yeah. But I'm working with Robert on that via email, I think.
So towards the question of why January and February you had two samples, the lab, for whatever reason, was sending sending two sample requests for your water system. And of course, Cody being new, he just, hey, I've got two requests here. I'm going to fulfill them. So I've talked to him about it, and he should have contacted the lab to stop sending those so we don't have access. But at the same point, unless there's a reason, he won't be taking multiple.
Great.
Finally, we do have it planned on Thursday to be out. I still don't know how many meters are expected to be changed, but Curtis will be out there with another guy, and we'll go ahead, shut down the main line, get valves installed, and then get the main line back on, and then hook everybody up for the new meters out there.
Right. And when you say shut off, that's just on Gladys.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Again, we also got the mag meter for that new service install on 3rd Street. Silas may be sending out the bill for that. So just so you're aware, it should have, in theory, you guys, I want to say, should have billed the customer already for it, but we just got the bill for it. So we're going to just now be billing it to you.
But we're getting a meter back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. One of your positive displacement ones will be put back on the shelf for you.
Okay. And there was an email went out about some trees down around Spring One. Do you know anything about that?
I have not heard anything about that. Was I included on it? I missed it.
Well, it went to Eve, I think.
Okay. No, the office hasn't brought it up to me yet.
Big enough.
So do you want me to send you, once I have information on it, amounts that it'll cost to get it fixed, or?
If it's going to cost something, yeah.
Fair. Okay.
That would be good.
Yeah. When Cody is back out there, if I don't already have pictures available, when Cody's back out there on Friday, I'll have him just get pictures of it for me so I can get an idea of it. And if it's something that does have to be worked on, I can give you an estimate how long it's going to take us. The last thing that I can think of is the potholing to confirm the depth of the water line. I think that's on 2nd Street.
Yes.
So
we got your estimate for a day. And personally, my feeling is that we need to get on that and do that soon. I understand there has been some increased traffic already through that easement. So,
okay.
But that's a board decision. So that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, we need to make a motion tonight to decide if we're going to allow Highland to do that. And then we need to, have them schedule it as soon as humanly possible.
Well, I'll make that motion. I'll make a motion that we have Highland go ahead and do that assessment based on their estimate. And and schedule it as soon as possible. Sorry, that's the motion.
I would second that motion.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, just another question. You gave us an estimate per day, and what was the thought that it possibly would take only one day, but it could go into 2 days?
It's a matter of not being out there to physically see exactly what we're looking at, how far we have to go, and then of course not knowing what is under the ground. If it's really just, if it's just really sand and it's a quick suck or go down, see the main line and then keep going, then, I mean, realistically, it could take the guys 5 minutes to pothole each hole. They could be done in half a day and move on. But if we find that there's big rocks and whatnot that are actually under the ground, or that it is actually deeper, then, I mean, I've unfortunately spent 2 hours just on one pothole trying to get down deep enough to find anything. So, right. Yeah, that's the only reason why I point out that it could take multiple days, is until we have at least a baseline understanding of the region, I don't know exactly what we're going to find. So, I remember the Third Street service, once we got away from the established road that was there, my guy, all he had was roots, and he had a 6-foot by 4-foot crater in a few hours. So,
right. Well, we're just going to be looking to see where the lines are running,
mm-hmm.
and assess the condition at the meter boxes, right?
Yeah. So it'll be at most a 6-inch hole wherever we're trying to find the main line or the service lines. And then, from there, we'll backfill with gravel once we're done for the day and go ahead and keep moving on until we have a good understanding. I'll also have the guys taking out the GPS units so that once they do find the information or find the lines, they'll just GPS them on the spot. And then that way we have that information for future as well.
Okay, that's all my questions.
I vote that we hire Highland to do it as soon as possible.
Are you calling for the vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes.
Yes, and I vote yes as well.
So motion passes for Highland to figure out where the water lines are.
So Robert, can you get that scheduled for us? Like priority one.
Well, we have next week already fully scheduled because it is our major meter reading week. Uh-huh. But it looks like the week of the 21st hasn't been scheduled yet. So I will have my distribution manager make him aware of it, and we will sometime that week get it going.
Okay, that'd be great.
Just FYI, that week is spring break week, so
it's just gonna say going that. To be
very crowded and very hectic and nutso. So if you want your equipment to be in that parking lot, you need to be there early. And
shall
like
I go
early
ahead
meaning and, like 8 o'clock in the morning?
Would it be fine then if I just plan on it the week of the 28th?
I think we should do it as soon as possible. There's no parking lot. I mean, that's an easement. They can come in from.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted people to be aware that, you know, it's spring break weekend. It's going to be nuts out down there. So.
Okay. I appreciate it. Okay. Yeah. I have it down, and I'll let my operations manager know. So when he's doing scheduling, he'll go ahead and get a 2-man crew going out there. Let's see. Is that, if it's Cody's. Yeah, Cody's running the plant. So we'll have to bring two guys out there from from the Valley probably, but we'll get it scheduled that week and we'll get you going.
Does anyone have any questions for Highland before we let him go?
I think that's pretty much it. We've possibly got a leak on the at the end of C Street. But I think
Cody was telling me about that. I believe it was today. So when Curtis is out there, I'll have him take a look at it since he's got a lot more experience with it. It doesn't sound like it's too major a leak, but Curtis will get an eye on it. And then if they have time, they may try and even start working on it. If not, we'll at least have a better plan and we may work on it while we're out there backing up for the rest of 2nd Street.
Hi, this is Cheryl Hall. I have a comment for Robert for Highland. I wanted to make sure that you guys are aware that there's also a blow off that is in the easement, but it's not actually on our property. It's actually on our neighbor to the west property. My husband and I know where it's at pretty much. I mean, we know the general vicinity. We could probably help you locate that because there's a lot of vegetation and stuff there. So if we could get a heads up from somebody, Silas or somebody, when you guys are coming out, we'll make sure we're here because we know a lot about kind of the area. We might be able to help you guys out a little bit.
Okay. Depending upon how things go, I may just, since we have Cody out there and he's going to be our expert in the region anyways, and may have him take a look at it with you. I just need to see what his availability is looking like right now.
Okay, well, we did actually talk to him yesterday because we've called for locates because we're going to be building a fence mm-hmm. To keep the people off of our property that are going to be going through the easement. So we did kind of show him where it was at, and he said that he would, take it under advisement for you guys to let you know because nobody's really talked about it, and it was a big concern of the last superintendent, Jim. He was very concerned about it because he said the valves and everything, all the equipment's pretty old and he doesn't think they're traffic rated or traffic worthy. So just so you know, that's just a heads up about the blow off because I hadn't heard anybody mention it.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And by the way, Robert, could you let the board know when you're going to be doing that?
Working out on 2nd Street?
2nd Street. Yeah. Doing the 2nd Street.
Yeah, once I have a chance to plan it out with my partner, we'll go ahead and I'll just shoot an email to Wendy like I did for Glendale.
Okay, well, if you could let us know. I'm curious. I'd like to just go down there and watch a little bit of it.
Okay, I can do that.
Thanks.
So does anyone have any other questions for Robert before he leaves?
I'm done.
Thank you, Robert. Cheryl Hall signing off.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Yeah. Bye,
Thank
Cheryl.
Thank you, Robert. Bye, Cheryl.
You all have a wonderful evening then. Thank you.
Thanks, Thank you. Everybody.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Okay, I'll start with the treasurer report. We have fairly good balances in the checking account, and I just went back to the beginning of this fiscal year to see how we compared. So altogether in the three bank accounts, but including the chlorination account, we have less the prepaids, plus the accounts receivable, we have current assets of $169,787. But we have yet to be presented the January and the December invoices from Highland, which amount to, I don't know exactly what that is. I'll have to look here in just a moment. Well, we'll be talking about that, so I'll go on. We have 169, as compared to the beginning of our fiscal year, we had for the same things 120,000. So we're about 50,000 ahead, and we have to take some of those invoices off of that. So from a cash standpoint, comparing it to the beginning of the year, we're about $35,000 ahead. And let me jump over to the balance sheet to kind of explain at least that's over here. And rather than go through the categories, I just want to say that the totals on that are we have quite a bit more budgeted money for all categories, including the coronation account, than we've spent. We've spent $39,124. We budgeted $83,665. So we've spent about 46.9% of the total. Because of the Highland bills being so much, or about 14,000 I see here, in the Highland section, in category 9,000 on page 2 of the P&L, we've spent $15,690,000 through November, but then we have to add the Highland bill. So that puts that total at $21,833, and we had budgeted for that same period $25,000. So we're in pretty good shape on that. I don't know if anybody might have some questions on that spreadsheet, but we're way ahead on meters still. We haven't put in much there. We budgeted the $14,819. We've only spent about $800 of that. From standpoint of cash coming in, we budgeted $97,000, and we're about $10,000 down on that, $87,000. Our accounts receivable amount to $5,336. Breaks down this way, accounts freshly billed, 30 days out yet, $2,600. From 31 to 60, we have $1,812 that has not yet been paid. From 61 to 90, we have $350. And over 90, we have $575, for a total of $5,336.94. But the prepaid water bills amount to a total of $16,613.75. So we're looking pretty good on the cash part of it. The checking account activity was minimal. I'm not sure if this information is even needed, but we had total deposits and credits in February amounted to $12,000 and in March, $7,900. Bills waiting to be paid are $14,541. Most of that is, or the big one in there is the Highland for 2 months. And those bills were quite late in coming in, so that's why we haven't yet paid them. Coronation account activity really was no activity. And one of the Highland bills had a portion of that combined with the general that Whitney had to allocate out. So that was $511.98 going to the chlorination accounts. Other than that, let me go back over to the payables that we have to vote on tonight. We have Civil West, $1,450. Grimstead, $1,800. That's a bill that was presented last time. And I went and visited with Signe, and she pointed out that she had spent extra hours to bring the books. She had to finish actually making the postings on the books for the year ended June 30th of 2020. And she ran over with her labor but she only built us, I think, around 1,400 or 1,500 that year. But this year she had quoted up to 1,800, and I think she spent all that by this year. I mean, the one ended on June 30th. So her bill is 1,800. And after talking to Signe, you know, she's been taking care of these books for so long. I sure thought that what she requested was very reasonable. And Highland Water, we have two bills. And those are, I guess I talked about those a little bit. SDAO bill, that's a big one, $4,274. And those are the main ones. I wonder if there are any questions.
Just really quick, today in the mail, we got an updated invoice from SDAO, and our crime portion of that. What is that called?
It's called Fidelity Bond.
Thank you. It went up, I think it was $289 or somewhere about that. So the new bill is, I emailed it out.
I saw it, yeah.
Okay. And so it was, yeah, it went up a little under $300. I don't have it right in front of me, but.
Right. Yeah, the insurance is quite a bit more. I'm surprised that raising our bond level didn't increase any more.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was called because it says something about criminal.
Well, it's called fraud protection, but it's what the state and the statutes call fidelity bond.
Right.
And it's what we've been deficient in for quite a few years, not having it high enough. And it took quite a few phone calls to make sure that they were going to get it to cover so that we are in compliance with the Oregon statutes. We're required to have that coverage for at least the amount of our revenue for each year. So we had been at only 50,000, and our revenue was estimated at, I think, around 180,000. So we had to bump up to that larger level. 250,000 coverage.
So that's the end of my report. From a cash standpoint, we're looking pretty good, really. I've been here almost a year now, and this is healthy from a cash, from a current asset standpoint, as we've been.
Yeah, we're doing really well. And the 61 to 90 days is one person, and we're waiting to hear back from them to get some more information about that. So that's sort of in limbo for now. And that 450 of that is.
That'll disappear if they ever turn in their application. That's for the Gladys Street reconnection.
Right.
So actually, we can't take the 450 off yet, but it should be taken off. So.
Right, and that's why it's sitting in there. So that number is significantly lower.
And we've been in contact with the others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would make a motion that we approve payment for the bills for this month.
I would second that.
I vote in favor of paying the bills as stated.
I vote yes.
Great. Mr. Cutler?
The bills have been approved.
Okay. The checks will be ready Thursday.
Oh, yeah. And
for signing.
On that, they'll be ready on Thursday?
Yeah, I have to go. That's billing day, so I'll be in the office. So I'll just go ahead and do them while I'm doing billing.
Okay, great. And we were kind of late again getting another signature on the checks for last month. So if we could get a commitment for someone else, I'll go in and sign them. But if Dick or Lisa, one of you will please come in and sign them. So this last time they were delayed a good week before we could get them out.
Thursday, you say you'll be there, Lisa? I mean, Whitney?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be in Thursday morning.
Okay, I'll print checks first thing so that they'll be ready.
That'd be great, thanks.
Uh-huh.
I would like us to talk a little bit more about the P&L. There's three areas of concern, and I don't have all the information to talk about, but depending on when some of these extra water tests are done, we may need to do an appropriation transfer for that, but we may not. And I've got to study, as you know, the board knows I sent out an email to Robert to ask about the testing schedule that Tom had put out and the estimate. And I need to do a little more study with that and probably talk to Robert and I'll have that straightened out. But we may need to put some extra money. We really got slammed with the additional testing. We had, I think, three or four times we had to do additional tests. And so instead of one test sample going in, it was six additional each time we had to do the repeat and triggered testing. So six times 50 is a bit. So that additional testing really, really got high. It doesn't matter if we're over in one of these detail line items, but if the whole category we go over, it is a problem. We need to do a transfer before we actually spend the money. The other area is we're running high as additional services, although we really aren't running that high because I think we just got the check in, didn't we, Whitney, for the Third Street installation person?
Yep.
So I think that's somewhere around 5,000.
Like 5,400 or
5,400?
5,386.
Okay.
Something like that.
So around 5,400 comes off. So that 9,190 will go down considerably. So we may be okay there. The other area that I'm pretty sure we're not going to be okay is for payroll expenses. I don't think we didn't budget enough for the office manager. I made a mistake in not asking the right questions of paychecks on the processing fees. And so we're going to go high unless we start just getting volunteers to come into the office to do all the work.
Well, they also increased their monthly rate $18 a month.
Right. And I had inquired about a reduced rate, but I found out later after budgeting that reduced rate gave you limited support, which wasn't good. And then they seemed to be, you know, we started out with this at something under $50 a month. And every year since, I think what we got was an introductory rate and it jumped up to $70 a month after the first year, and then it's up to almost $100, I think.
Right under 90.
Yeah.
And we're paying for support through them? Is that what you were just saying?
Yeah, we have an assigned support person.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. And their only other lower rate, they don't care how many checks you write. They just have a standard rate because, you know, they don't care if we have one employee or 50 employees. It doesn't matter. It's a batch run for them. It's a batch run. Doesn't make any difference. but well, excuse me, I'm going to get into a different subject of who we use next year. But anyway, I think we're going to have to increase that entire thing, which would mean an appropriation transfer. So there's potentially three areas we might need to do it, and hopefully this year we'll do it before we really spend the money.
I have a question, Beth. Where are the emails about the paychecks and the increased expenses? Because I don't remember ever seeing anything about that, and this is news to me. So I'm just curious.
They just increase their rate every year.
Well, I know, but you were saying that you emailed them and you figured this out, and I don't.
Well, I talked to their salesperson, but then there have been a few emails. But they were combined with when I was trying to figure out their taxes from the extra check that took forever for them to get us to get refunded.
And this is the first month of the rate increase also. It just happened.
But did we get notice that they were increasing it?
No, they never give us notice. They just have new rates.
Their customer service isn't the best.
Just for reference, you know, I hire a person to do my payroll for the store, and it's not that expensive.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, they file my taxes. They do, and they do the whole thing. And
right.
We pay pittance.
Yeah,
I would love us to switch to someone else. And if it was some more local, because this is a national company, you know, we should switch, but that's another subject. We need to look at what we're doing right now. I think we could make the switch, you know, July 1st, but it will take some prep time to do that. But for this year, we're going to have to increase our budget, which means an appropriation transfer for payroll.
You know, we never had a problem with Signe with all of that stuff. And she was a lot cheaper than Paychex ended up being.
Right. And she ended up doing our compilation report cheaper, I think.
Because right.
She had more business with us. So she gave us a break on that too.
Exactly.
But so I don't have the figures right now, what we're probably going to need to do for any of these, but expect perhaps next time. And if we do an appropriation transfer, remember we have to do, it has to be in a resolution like we did. We did that, had to do that last year. That's all I wanted to mention about that. Oh, and speaking of approval to do things, I just got a notice that our Zoom renewal is coming up. If we do an online payment, they will give us a $30 savings if we do it before the end of the year. So instead of $149 for the next year for Zoom, it'll only be $119. And I am willing to do that, but of course you have to do that by credit card, and we don't have a district credit card. So I'd have to put that on my credit card, and I would do that if I have approval to do it.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, which begs the question, are we going to go back to in-person meetings, or are we going to keep, I know this is totally off the subject, but are we going to go back into the office per se, the community center? I know it's another whole back ball of wax, but I've just been thinking
about it. That's a whole other ball of wax. Maybe we need a special meeting on that.
Renewing the Zoom, sort of, that's, you know, if we're not going to do Zoom meetings, there's no point in renewing it.
Right.
So, it pertains to the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Well, I also agree, Beth. We will reimburse you for Zoom because I prefer it this way. So
I me love too. It, frankly. I'm not ready.
Drafty, and I don't like it. So
yeah, I'm not ready to be in a room with a bunch of other people, because I'm not convinced that we're not going to see another variant come whipping through.
I concur.
Being the paranoid person I am, but okay. Okay. Do we need a motion for that? Do you want a motion for that, or is me using
that we take advantage of your credit card and pay it?
It's the only way you can do these things these days.
I second it.
Have an alternate, but maybe that's another discussion. Okay.
Do we want to make a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Sure, I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report. Unless you want to do it, Lisa.
I make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay, I'll second it. How about that?
Okay. Yes.
And yes?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the budget committee.
I did get a confirmation from Joni. She will do that this year again. So that gives us four. We can do it with four, but we could still try to get a fifth person. We will need to formally make a motion to appoint those people to the budget committee who will be there, and that will be confirmed. Besides Joni, has been Grace and Stan and Mike Mullen.
Did they need to be here for that motion?
They will need to be sworn in at the first budget committee meeting.
Yes. So I make a motion to accept the four graciously people who are wanting to go through the budget again with us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Grace and Stan and Mike and
Joni,
thank you.
I'll second that.
I vote yes.
I vote yes.
Yes.
Motion passes. We're on a roll.
We are.
I put on the agenda tentative schedule. We want to try to start maybe the end of the month or April, early April. Got April, May, and June then.
I think Stan wants to say something.
Please do.
I do. We're going to be gone from the 17th? 19th of March till about the 12th of April.
Okay.
Take it on. Yeah.
319 to 412. Well, we'll have to
you could
see.
Start one without me if you had to.
Okay, well, we might have to.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We all have our lives to live. The next topic, because I was just thinking there's a lot we may end up going over, and I put on the agenda budget topics because there've been a number of suggestions of, well, we ought to change this or something. If we're going to do any change in rates and fees, we need to, that would take some extra discussion, I'm sure. And people have mentioned, well, maybe we should do this. Well, I think anybody who has an idea, please come prepared with the research done so that we know what it is. Like one thing I'm aware of is that we're going to have to renew our QuickBooks, which unfortunately they're going to a subscription. In the past, we bought a copy that, well, they still sell it and installs on your desktop, but it was good for 3 years. Well, that was a 2020 copy, so it's only good for till the end of this year. That means we'll have to get a new copy. They're going to a subscription, as everybody else does, an annual subscription that is, instead of buying a copy of software that'll run for 3 years and they've updated, it's going to cost us $350 a year.
But they'll still offer the desktop. It won't be their QuickBooks Online program.
No, they still offer it. You install, okay. You can install it on your desktop, but it's going to be basically three times the price. Now, you'll be getting their updated version all the time.
Right.
You know, but you can't do it cheap like we used to.
Right.
We can't stretch it out. Because they offer a new version every year, but a lot of people, right, like us will buy one version and it's good for 3 years, and then they'll wait till they can't use that anymore and to get the new one. Now it's going to be an annual subscription. So I'll try to get more information on that and look over any other subscriptions that we'll need, and what their price will be. But if there's any changes we want to make in our banking, in how we do our deposits or something, I know, Lisa, you mentioned that, then we need to know what costs would be incurred to do that. And yeah, like at the office, we might need a new printer, but
and we're obviously going to have to have more money for Highland.
Oh yeah, and like actually we're doing a little bit better now. We had a couple expensive call outs earlier, and it was costing quite a bit more than what we charge, you know, for what we call an on off. Or off on call, the fee. But they've had some, because I've been keeping in track of them. And we're now down to an average of $57. And we're charging people $50. So we're not too far under. But who knows, they might have some tricky ones. Some of them have been harder because they were, it took them a while to find where the connection was because some of them are buried. Might want to look at increasing that. And I think, Lisa, you mentioned possibly increasing, doing late fees or NSF fees.
I think we should. And I think, and I will be very curious about what the Gladys meters are actually going to cost us.
Right.
Because that'll give us a good estimation of how much we can do and you know, what the budget committee wants to.
Yeah,
we're
going
to have to buy all the parts next year, too.
Well, don't we already have a lot of parts in stock?
We can do more, and I'm hoping we do. And, you know, even if we didn't, and I meant to mention this, because if you look through our P&L, we had, oh, now I can't find it. And next year we're going to get this thing so it prints out in order. Here it is. We had budgeted $18,000 from the general fund in case the chlorination project went over what we had in the donations. So we could do more meters if we have the time to do it.
I'm just surprised that they haven't made more holes in Gladys, because it kind of stops at my house. And so I don't know how many they're going to end up doing.
Well, I think last time he said 3 or 4, maybe 4. So
yeah, which doesn't mean my house. So my house is still going to be a big hole, and which doesn't make sense, because why are we spending so much money and shutting off the water if they're not going to do more if we have the parts?
Well, he explained that they couldn't find all the corp stops.
Well, that's why he was turning off all the water, right, for the street.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's, but it doesn't make sense if we have the parts not to go from at least to my house and then to Mike's and then to, you know, Joni's and then to, you know, down the street and down the street and down the street, you know?
Right. Well, they're not going to have to turn it off. He said they weren't going to have to turn it off that long, just in order to get those connections made. And then they can finish the rest of the meter installation, because they're installing a valve when they're putting those meters in, and they're installing a valve, I think, in must be in front of the meter. And then they can, he said, and then they could finish it once they got all those in. Then they can turn the water back on and finish up the meter installations for each house.
I think it'd be good too if they're going to be able to do the GPS locates, like he was saying, to get a map, a blank one, and then just as we,
I'm just curious as to how many they're going to do and how many, you know, and how far they're going to get along. That was,
well, anyway. I guess we'll find out after
Thursday.
This week. So that's all I have on budget. There's going to be a lot of prep work, but we'll start digging into it.
So should we send out an email to the budget committee asking them when, and should we pick a date in April when we want to start meeting for our preliminary meetings? And just send out an email asking for availability, because if we don't do it now, you know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think we should do. We should. Yeah.
So does anyone have any dates in mind?
I'm pretty much open in April.
Me too.
Okay, so Stan's gonna be back on the 12th. Well, that's our regular meeting is April 12th. So.
Yeah, but if we have to have a preliminary one before him, we can, right?
Sure. I mean the official budget, first budget meeting or?
Yeah,
discuss budget. Which do you mean?
No, I think we need to have a budget committee, because I think we need to, if we're going to start involving fees, we're going to need to get right on it like yesterday. So,
would you like me to send out a copy of this year's budget that we, you know, the 21 to 22 and the current P&L to all the budgets, so you guys, or, you know, they have can begin a familiarity with what's going on? Would that be helpful?
It could be, although I think most of them are getting it.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good idea to pay the bills that we've just approved, and that gets that whole P&L a little closer to current.
Yeah, we could do an interim P&L, couldn't we?
Yeah.
After, like, to the middle of the month or something, or, well.
Yeah, I can, after I pay the bills on Thursday, I can create a new report and send it out.
Be a good idea.
And then a copy of the budget. So then there's something to look at.
Right. Yep. Okay, so who's going to send out the meeting quest for dates of meetings?
Well, when do we want to start it?
Draw out a date, I guess.
Tuesday the 5th.
So is this going to be an official budget committee meeting?
Yes.
Okay. We'll have to look up what our notice requirements are. We do have to notice that.
Well, not the 5th of April.
Yeah.
That'll work for me.
We have a special notice that has to be prepared that says we're going to start, and whether or not we're going to have a hearing at that meeting or a following meeting. You have to have a hearing at the beginning of your budget process and at the end.
Does that still have to go through the newspaper, or could we just put it on the website and email it out to customers?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look at that.
Okay. I just, you know, it could have changed. But I know that we used to submit those notices to the newspaper.
Yeah.
But times have changed, so.
Right. I should remember that, because I just did all those budget webinars. There were three at the Department of Revenue, and then two of the SDAO conference had budget stuff in them, and my head is kind of still trying to straighten it all out. I think we may have to do that, and there is a time frame within which you have to.
Well, Beth, at
least,
we look
at least 5 days before, and not more than 30 days, you know, your notice has to be sent out.
Well, as soon as we figure that out, I think April 5th would be a good day to start this, having a budget committee meeting.
Okay, shoot for April 5th. I'll look into that.
Thank you, Beth.
And then do you want to send out the email, Lisa?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I'll get back to you then on what we need to do for that. And then we would, at that meeting, you would need to, swear in those budget members that can be there. And then for Stan, we'll have to do him later and anybody else, but we can see.
You know, excuse me. I just realized I could be online on this thing. That's going to be anyway, so I can do it from California.
Well, of course you can if you have a device. We do.
There's no reason I can't be there, so.
Okay. Okay, well, so Lisa, you'll send out a polling email to the rest of the committee?
I'm just going to say we would like to start the first budget committee meeting on April 5th. Is there anyone that has a conflict with this? If so, please let me know as soon as possible.
Right, yeah. Well, I know that's plenty enough time for us to do the notice and everything, so.
Yeah. I will send it out tomorrow.
Okay, great.
And to everyone.
Yeah, board and budget committee.
Yep. And I will also put in there to, you know, to have them come with information of what they want to put in, or, you know, of things that they think we need to be on the lookout for.
Great.
So we are, if we're done with the budget, we are on to other correspondence.
I don't recall any.
Well, we did have that letter from that you forwarded from the halls.
From today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I spoke with her and she changed her mind.
Okay.
So we don't have to discuss that.
Okay. Did you talk to her in person or yes. over the phone?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Special order of business, position number 5 and number 2. We still don't have anyone.
We very much need someone. And we're still waiting for things to be turned over, I think, from them. We don't have keys from Commissioner 2 and documents from former Commissioner 5.
I have looked and there are a couple of things that I can send to you, but most of them I've already sent.
Oh no, there's got to be tons of them. I'm talking about the letters that Commissioner 5 received. He sent copies to a number of to the commissioners, but he never brought back to the office the original letters. And it, also all the scans, the district paid $136 to Pacific Digital for scans of 66 documents. 21 were large format. That's what it says on the receipt. And we don't have those files. And I know he did those for Highland, but the district paid for these scans. We should have the files that we paid for, the copy of them. And he never transferred a copy of those to the office. So did you ask him about that, Lisa?
No, because I had no idea. I mean, well, I don't
really. Yeah, I mentioned it before.
Well, you told me they had documents, but I don't know what you guys. I honestly don't talk to him. So, you know, if you want to give me a list that I can forward to him, you know, and ask him about it, then that would be great.
Okay.
But honestly, I don't talk to either of them. So I.
Well, you had to talk to him to do the email, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then we still don't know where the ladder is that belonged to the district that was by the community center. Did you happen to ask Dana about that?
I have not talked, no.
Because he's the one who cleaned up around the community center. Okay. Maybe it's up at the tank farm. Maybe I should take a hike up there and look for it.
I don't know. Honestly don't know.
Did you? Did
I still you don't know where.
Find anything about the keys?
Where the string thing is? The trimmer is from Cody. I mean,
right. But
we don't have we don't have a good exit strategy process.
Well. It's kind of reliant on the people exiting. Did you happen to talk to Dana about the keys that he hasn't turned in?
I didn't know he didn't have turned in any keys.
Yeah, that was announced, but okay. I'll send you a list.
And I will email it to them. But honestly, I really don't talk to these people. anymore.
Right. Well, but we need to, or we need to communicate with them because we need to get this, you know, stuff back.
I'm all for asking for help.
When Robert was giving his report, and he mentioned the tree by, what is it, one of the springs, I was going to trip up there in the morning and take a look at that. I have a guy coming to do some work at the winery on Thursday, and he's got all the saws and things that he can do. We might be able to get it cut a lot easier if there's some cutting up things to do. And I'll look for the ladder while I'm up there. I'm headed up in the morning.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
I was just worried that there was going to be contamination from the, you know, I don't want any contamination in our spring. So that's why all I was worried about.
Right.
Well,
right. It sounded like from that email, didn't that email say there were a couple trees that had come down?
There are, but, you know, I have no depth perception. I have no spatial abilities. So I don't know if the trees down are contaminating the springs or if they're just beside it. You know, I'm not an engineer, so I don't know.
But anyway, it might be, sounded like it, and I haven't been up there, but it might be just a matter of, you know, debris removal.
Yeah, I'll email both of you tomorrow after I've been there.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's another thing we need to do as a registered agent. We don't have a registered agent. We're supposed to have a registered agent.
That's normally a lawyer, isn't it?
Lawyer firms will do that for a fee. And a lot of companies will be your registered agent for an annual fee. We've always just had a board member be the registered agent. But apparently we're required under the Oregon statutes to have one. And Tom was it, and he's no longer here. So we need to have a registered agent. We need to, something that we have to pass by resolution. And they have to fill out a form and have it notarized and send it to the Secretary of State.
I think either one of you two would be a good registered agent.
We've typically had it be the president, but.
Well, Lisa,
maybe,
why don't
maybe you? It's Lisa's turn. I was it for a while.
Okay. Sure. I don't know where to get it notarized, but sure.
The bank, Columbia Bank, did it for me because we are the district was a client.
Yeah, I just wish I didn't have my busy work life because I never get into Newport unless it's a Saturday or Sunday. I mean, I physically don't even take lunches anymore. So that's, but I will try. Hopefully we're going to get help for my job so I can start taking my lunches again. But right now I'm just, I don't leave Bottle Rock until Saturday or Sunday.
You can probably go to Depot Bay if that's easier since it's not the other side of Newport. I mean, Depot Bay's got a bank location.
Do they have a notary there? They must.
That I do not know.
We can find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a short run up there. And they're usually not that busy.
Yeah, that's my only my only reservation is because I don't get into town unless it's on the weekends.
Well, I'm offering it out there. It's something we're supposed to have.
I'm curious why it takes a resolution to appoint somebody a registered agent.
That's what they say. When the authorities say that, I just do it.
Okay, I'm just curious, Beth. I'm just...
Yeah. There's a lot of things like that. I'm like, why is that way? I don't know.
It's just the board's way of, formal. Board's way of having confidence in the registered agent. So,
well, all a registered agent does is accept legal paperwork. So,
yeah. If I had that job, I'd feel more important.
We can give it to you.
No, if Lisa's willing, it makes sense to have her do that as president.
Well, I'll write up a resolution ready for next meeting. How about that?
That'll be
good. Sounds great. Do we have any public comments? You guys are quiet tonight. It kind of scares me.
It is quiet. That's okay.
Scares me a lot.
No public comment?
The world isn't quiet, so it's okay if it's quiet right here in our little spot, huh?
Seriously.
Yeah, I know. Since there is no public comment, do the board members have any comments?
Oh, good meeting.
No, I have one more thing and try to make it short. I sent out a list of policies that we're supposed to have. And this is going to be a lot of work. And I was wondering if what people thought about enlisting a volunteer to help screen through things and maybe organize things. I've got a bunch of samples. I think the financial policy is the first thing we should work on. But that would be up to the board.
I'd be willing to help with that.
Okay. I have some samples. I haven't sent them out to the board yet because I didn't want to overwhelm everybody at the last minute. And actually, they're still part of one of those webinars I want to listen to in my free time. It was a 7-hour webinar.
Oh.
So I haven't gotten through all of it.
You need to get a life, Beth.
I know. Tell me about it. But I will be gathering some, and I don't know, I sent the board the list, and it just my feeling is that the financial policy would be the most important one for us to tackle first.
I agree.
Is there any other opinions on that?
No, but I do know that SDAO has a lot of resources on these, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Well, that's where my samples come from. And yeah, you don't have to reinvent it, but there's a whole lot of, some of these samples are pages and pages and pages, and they talk about the general manager does this, and the finance manager does this. And so we're going to be simplifying that and weeding through all that. And, but yeah, that's where I got most of my samples.
Okay.
But it takes some time to read all through that and say, well, does this translate to something we do, or is this totally not us because, you know, we don't have this.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, this is Janice. I just have a couple questions. One, concerning the Second Street situation, do we have a lawyer to guide us through any of this?
We did sign a letter of engagement with a law firm almost 2 years ago.
Okay, so they can help us out if we need it?
Yeah. I assume we're still on their list. I don't know that we've ever used them. That was done just before I joined the board, but I did find a copy of the scanned signed letter in my emails because I couldn't find one in the district office. It was done in April of 2020, and I don't know where the original ended up.
We've always felt that the district needs a lawyer to rely on to guide us through certain situations.
Right, and the only, when we did that, the motion to accept that was also that the commissioners will vote whether to approve specific questions to be addressed to the law firm. Cause it does cost. It's like their fees 2 years ago were almost $250 an hour. So they're not,
right.
Lawyers aren't cheap. So it would be committing some dollars. So it would need to be by motion.
And Denise, it's the local government law group and they are out of,
Eugene.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
What were they called again? That was going to be my question because I wasn't between April and June. I wasn't there, so
they're called the Local Government Law Group.
Thank you. I will see if I can find anything.
Well, remember I was in. What was it last week?
Yeah, that's true.
I was looking, but go ahead and look. I do at least have the scanned signed letter of agreement from them. So
okay. Can you send me that? Is it in the office already?
I couldn't find anything in the office. I just found it in my emails finally, old emails.
Can you forward that to me so I can start a file?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And one more question about the water meters. Since more are going in, I don't know whose responsibility it is, but Highland or the districts to give us our water meter readings every month?
I'm going to be giving that to you on Thursday.
Thank you, Whitney.
Mm-hmm. That's when I do the billing, so it's just easier to do that kind of stuff at the same time.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, thank you.
But as a segue into Janice's comment about the lawyer, I do agree with her. And if this, after we find out where the lines are, that we will have to probably have an emergency meeting and figure out what we're gonna do with them and how we're going to handle any. We don't know enough to hire a lawyer right now, but once we have that information, we're going to have to have probably a special meeting to discuss if we have to bury them, who's going to get the call, all of that stuff that we just can't even think about right now because we don't have any information.
Right. Pat Alder, go ahead. Or are you still on? Okay.
Hello, hi, Miss Patty. I have a question regarding the attorney. I think that if we have an attorney, which it sounds like we do, I think they need to be put on notice of this issue. Because I have a feeling this is going to explode and in one way or another. And I just think they should be placed on notice, maybe given a copy of the decree where the easement was stated that it was is a true easement for these people. And because I know, Beth, you think attorneys are expensive, and they are, but sometimes in the long run, paying an attorney to look into something can save us in the long run.
Oh, yes, and I definitely agree. Yeah.
Yeah. If we do, in fact, have an attorney, I think they should be made aware what's happened so far and what's happening, and that we are paying Highland potentially $3,000 to find our water line. I'm guessing that is our responsibility. But I do think they need to be placed of notice of what's going on, that there could be a potential problem. And they may advise us to how to proceed. I don't know. I'm not an attorney, obviously, but it just seems like we need to put somebody of notice of what's going on. Because right. I think it's going to be a problem. That's my own personal feeling. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's likely to be an expense. I don't know that it's really a problem. Because we're going to have to make sure the water lines in that easement can take any kind of traffic. Is at least that's my personal opinion. Now, who pays for it is the question. If it needs improvement.
And that is where an attorney will come in handy. Yes,
exactly. Find
who is responsible for paying what. Because if we start paying things for things that possibly we aren't responsible for or may not have to pay, we're setting a big precedence with these people. And I don't know. That's just my own opinion. I hate to see the water board get stuck with a bunch of stuff, money that, I mean, we got problems enough as it is to bring this into it. So that's just my own personal opinion.
Well, you know, Patty, we have an empty board seat here.
No, I don't think you'd want me on the board. But thank you.
I do.
I second that.
Second that you pass.
Exactly. It passes. You're stuck with us. So do we want to alert the attorneys?
Well,
I don't want to send any emails without, you know, obviously without board approval. So,
well, we have to, because that's committing dollars. Because if you ask them to look at something, it's going to cost money. So are we ready to do that or not? I mean, we could send them the copies of all the, you know, those things that I sent to SDAO.
Cheaper than the $3,000.
Well,
just to have them look at it. I mean, if it's not our responsibility.
Oh, I don't know where the $3,000 came from. It's not going to cost us that much for an assessment.
You mean to look at the water?
I just heard somebody say it. I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to take them that long out there.
Jim said he thinks it's, when I asked, when we were talking about it, I said, I kind of recall you saying it's something like 18 inches. He's like, oh, that's generous. I think it's more like 12. So yeah, it shouldn't be very far down.
The vacate document says there shall be 30 to 36 inches of earth covering that. So
I have one other thing to say about that. What exactly, if we don't contact these attorneys who we have evidently on, I don't know, staff or whatever, what's the purpose of having them if we're not gonna rely on their advice for a water district possible problem? I don't understand. Yeah, we have them on staff, but what, to me, that's what they're there for. And I realize it's gonna cost, but I think they should at least look at the lawsuit that happened and give somebody tell them exactly how we could possibly be impacted. Because if we have an attorney on staff or whatever, that small district, whatever, I can't remember what you said, Lisa, I don't understand what the problem is. If you're not going to use them, why have them?
Well, I think we, me personally, I want to make sure we get the questions right, because if we don't ask the right questions and then we have to go back later with more questions, then, you know, or we ask the wrong questions now, it's just going to be more work and take time and be more money.
Well, I would think that if you had briefly told them the scenario and sent them the copy of that stipulated judgment that the Lutzes acquired, I would think they would at least give you some advice on how to proceed. I don't know what kind of questions they're going to want to know. I could just, you know, to me, it just seems like you'd say this is going to be a potential problem for our water district and expense. And here's the judgment. And how do you suggest we proceed? And see what they ask us for. We may not have what they ask us for yet. I don't know. But you know, right off the get-go, Highland's going to charge $3,000 to look for those pipes or whatever, the lines or whatever they're looking for. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I just seems like we're not willing to get any advice on how to proceed on a potential problem for the water district. We're not kind of a podunk little business anymore. It doesn't sound like we used to be, but anyway, I think it would be worthwhile. That's as a community member.
My opinion is the first question we should ask is whose responsibility it is to determine the depth of those lines. Is that the owners there or the user, or is it the water board? And once we determine the depth of the lines, that's when the legal part probably needs to be introduced, because there may be a dispute as to who pays. There's silence. Did anybody hear me?
We heard you.
Oh, okay.
I've already said my bit about it. So,
yeah, I agree with Patty. I think we should alert the attorneys that this could be an issue, and at least look at and pay them $250 to spend an hour and look at the litigation, because, you know, every time that, once we find out where the water lines are, you know, and if we have to, I honestly believe that they're close to the surface, and we're going to have to have someone pay to bury them. And that's just from listening to Jim all those years, that's just what I believe. So I would rather warn them and be proactive than reactive to it.
Okay. Lisa, I can't dispute that. And why don't we go ahead and make a motion to do this, to consult with a lawyer first to see where he thinks we are. And then, of course, we'll know where we are later this month. So we can take it in those steps. So if that requires a motion, I'd like to just make that motion that we consult with an attorney yet to be found, or someone that we know, to do exactly what you just said, Lisa. And that'd be our first step.
I agree with Lisa and Patty and all of it. We do.
You know, Janice, there's a seat on the board.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good job, guys.
I second.
Excuse me. I was asking for a second.
I second the motion.
Okay. I vote yes.
I vote yes.
Oh, okay. I'll vote yes.
Thank you.
Because otherwise we wouldn't have it.
And yes,
I would recommend you send them the same things I sent to the SDAO people, which include, I think there was three documents with that, the original vacate and whatever else I sent, but we need to get a new copy of the most recent verdict that has all five pages instead of four. We didn't notice that we missed the very last page on that scan. So, or we have it separate if you want to do it that way. When you send that.
Okay, why don't I send out a draft message to all of us before I send it to them so that we can tweak it and then.
That's great.
And then I'll just send it out and CC everyone and everyone will be on the same page.
Okay.
And I will do that tomorrow morning.
Okay, Lisa will draft. To attorney. Got it.
Are there any other discussions before we have a motion to dismiss this very cordial meeting tonight?
Yeah, I don't have anything, but here, how about a wrap up? I'm gonna write up a resolution for registered agent. I'm gonna send Whitney copies of that letter of agreement for the lawyer. Lisa's going to send an email to the board and budget committee, RE dates for budget meetings. And Lisa's going to draft an email, get the draft to the attorney started and send around. I'm going to check on notice requirements for scheduling the budget stuff. And Dick is going to check on spring one for the trees down in the ladder up at the tank farm.
Let me make a note so I don't forget.
Yeah, you got two assignments. I've got two, and Dick has one.
Oh, Dick has another one because he has to go over the fiscal policies with you.
Well, yeah, Dick and I have to get together with the, policies. I didn't have that written down.
Board and budget.
And we have to start going over.
And lawyer.
And I'll try to find that letter if budget I can. Stuff.
Oh, yes, and Beth was going to send me a list of things I need to email the
what
former you need to send me a list of what I need to ask I'm having a brain fart. The other two commissioners, Keys, Dana, and Tom.
Keys, any hard copies of documents? Like, yeah. The office was never CC'd.
Oh, I wrote it on the other piece of paper. Okay. Got it. Okay, I got three assignments now.
Okay.
Got it.
So unless anyone objects, I'm calling this meeting at a close at 7:42 p.m. And I'm going to stop recording.
7:42. Okay. Adjourned, huh?
I hate to see all this fun end.
I know. Now only an hour and three quarters. That's great.
I know.